I'm going to start back in the mid-1990s when I started a group to bring together pro-choice and pro-life people to have dialogue with each other.
That's Dr. Tanya Israel, professor of psychology and author of Beyond Your Bubble, How to Connect Across the Political Divide.
It didn't change anything about how I felt about reproductive rights, but it changed everything about how I felt about people who disagreed with me about it.
Civil disagreement, that's part and parcel of democracy. But these not-so-united states have been pulling apart for half a century now. I'm Robert Pease, creator of The Purple Principle, a podcast about the perils of polarization and also the virtues of moderation. In interviews with scientists and scholars, authors and TV producers, politicians and citizen changemakers, we expose the traps of our zero-sum two-party system and showcase solutions to our widening divide. That includes guests like Laura Sebelia, an independent member of the Vermont Assembly, mediating both sides of the aisle.
And I think that there's value to having folks like me outside of the parties to kind of be the, I don't even know what we would call it, but the space in between.
And John Opdyke, of the group Open Primaries, he's fighting to reform Congress and enfranchise millions of independent voters left out of primary elections.
Candidates that get elected in these closed partisan primaries, they have absolutely no incentive to govern, to represent their constituents. Their job is to represent the 5 to 10% of partisan warriors that get them elected every 2 years in the primary. That's all they care about.
Also Lawrence Wright, New Yorker staff writer, award-winning author of God Save Texas, among many other great books, he tells us where the country may be headed.
Whatever happens in Texas is the future of America.
And Catherine Gale, founder of the Institute for Political Innovation, she wants to change the polarizing way we conduct our elections.
Final five voting for federal elections is the single most important thing we need to do right now.
A republic, if we can fix it, kind of a tall order, as is telling the stories around these vital efforts.
And so I really think we need to just amplify the kind of work that you're doing and the kind of work that other people are engaged in. I think it's so important for people as individuals, and it's so important for our country.
Take a break from extreme red and extreme blue with The Purple Principle, a Fluent Knowledge production.